that you say. You never stop, you just don't quit. Dreams are exact, believe in. Holy dreams, till you get up off of your ass. Everything takes a little work, if you know what I mean. Everything else is just a
gentlemen, this is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, diet do drinking, yet I'm still fucking ass kicking. Just did 8 hours of work in a day. I am, along with Rut Strutter guitarist Shawnee Constant, the co-lead singer in Detroit Perfect, and with Jason Hackstock, impeccable harmonies in Halfway. Yes, I am your host, Bill Halfway Hamill, and you are listening to my show, Hamill's Halfway House. If it seems as if I'm speaking a little quiet, it's because it's about, well, it's exactly 5:30 in the morning here at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot in the greater Detroit area, and I do not want to wake up my new roommate, Mr. DJ Warwick, and if you need a DJ for a wedding or of any function of any kind, make sure to contact me at halfway@halfwayhamill.com. All right, so let's get on with the show. All right, motherfuckers. On Friday and Sunday of this past week, I saw some great fucking bands. Friday night, I went to the Token Lounge in Livonia, where I saw the great Porcelain Doll Collection. Wouldn't miss them. Got to see my boy Fester's new band, Steal Your Medicine, along with another new great act that I had never seen, Manic Attack. Which brings us to Sunday, which was just last night. No, it wasn't. It was two nights ago. That's how tired I am, ladies and gents. I digress. So, Sunday night, I went up to the Detroit Pub at 14 in Harbor, where I have done many a hip-hop show. I actually did an acoustic show there where I opened for Christy Hemme, of all people. She's the lead ring announcer for TNA Wrestling. Now, so that was a kind of a weird show. But again, I do digress. I yet once again got to see the awesome Porcelain Doll Collection. And I can say this without a shadow of a doubt. Sunday night was one of the greatest nights that I had had in a very long time, people. I got to see my boy Jim Wood from Stroller Coaster and Johnny Roast Beef. I got to see my partner in crime, Mr. Jason Hackstock himself, along with his better half, the lovely Jenna. And most importantly, who I would like to wish a very special happy birthday shout out to, even though when this airs, it still won't be her birthday, but next week her birthday will be over with. So, happy birthday, the very lovely and beautiful and talented Miss Chelsea Maxine. Now, back to the show. So, besides the dolls, I caught this great, great young act. And here's the funny thing. I'm a dumbass. So, I'm watching this band, and I'm like, this band is really fucking good, man. They kick some real ass. I'm like, but why is that singer sitting? I'm like, you can't sit. This is rock and roll. You can't sit unless your name is Jay Hackstock, man. At this point, Chelsea points it out to me that, in fact, the poor dude had a broken foot. So then I'm like, oh, my God. Then he had nothing but my respect. And I felt like a huge asshole. But then again, what else is new? Anyway, later on that night, I actually told him the story, and he thought it was funny. And I told him, I said, brother, and he probably just thinks I'm some asshole, but I told him, brother, I have a podcast, and I am playing your shit on my next show. Well, this happens to be the next show. And this happens to be the band. They are called The Fluke, and this is their song, Greek Tragedy. There's a joke in there. Somewhere.
Guys, check out this beat thingy I made.
Fuck you, I made the beat.
Tragedy, and you can find them at thefluke.bandcamp.com. Now guess who's going to be the next guest on The Dollhouse? Who don't know, that's the Porcelain Dolls web series they have that they do out of Zoe and Dylan's house. You can find it at theporcelaindollcollection.com, so make sure you check that out. Now as I was saying, guess who's going to be on? Yes, that's right. Jim Wood from Stroller Coaster. Yes, Jimmy will be on. And I'm glad he's going to be on with me. We're going to go drive down there together. But I will be on as well. So Sunday at the Doll Show at the pub, Elena fell, but she took a really hard spill. And I was like genuinely concerned for her safety. Now, for those of you who know Elena or have seen her perform, she is one tough, badass chick. And she was more than fine, which I am very happy to report. Now, as I said, I'm going to be a guest on the Dollhouse. And you want to see hardcore motherfuckers? I think this may beat out Elena. No, I'm just kidding. She'd kick my ass. But no, seriously, folks, I'm going to show you something really hardcore that happened to me. It's pretty gruesome. So for those of you with weak stomachs, I recommend that you close your eyes during that segment. It's nothing too bad, guys. It's a trip. Before I get into the next song, I just want to thank the Porcelain Dolls and the whole organization, especially, you know, Russ. You know, they're just beyond being a great band. More importantly, they're great people. And I sincerely mean that from the bottom of my heart. Again, thank you guys so much, you know, for having me. And you all better check that shit out. So, without further ado, my favorite band, here is the Porcelain Doll Collection with Riot Queen. Of course, the Porcelain Doll Collection with Riot Queen. Check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate the Dolls on winning the Local Metro Music's Artist of the Month. And Local Metro Music got in contact with me and said, be on the lookout for an announcement soon. And that will be at localmetromusic.com. I know I'm looking forward to that, folks. So after we left the Detroit pub, Chelsea and I headed out to Smalls in Hamtramck, where there was it was like a country-influenced kind of night, I'd say. But it was also being May the 4th. It was May the 4th be with you. So besides all these dudes in like cowboy hats, there were, and no disrespect intended here, people, you know, Star Wars nerds. I mean, I have great friends that are huge Star Wars fans. I dig the movies, you know, but I mean, I'm not that into it. You know, I can watch it. But there was this one guy who, I'm standing there with Chelsea, you know, watching the stage, and this guy comes up to me with like a Han Solo blaster, and he starts like pretending like he's going to shoot me. And I didn't know if he was out of his mind or if he was drunk or what the fuck. But so I put my hands up in the air and I surrendered. And then he walked away. And then as we were leaving, I was standing in the bar section of Smalls. You'll know what I'm talking about if you've ever been there. And the same guy comes up to me. But this time, he's got a lightsaber. And he's, like, attempting to try and gore me with the fucking thing. But it was all in good fun. And I, again, raised my hands. And then he left me alone. And I got a good laugh out of it, you know. And I told my friends. And God bless him. That guy was cool. He was funny. And I had a great time. But the whole reason of going to Smalls was to see this band. And this band was brought to my attention by Chelsea, who absolutely adores them. I think they're great. I mean, I'm so glad that she got me to hear them. And besides that, they were great guys too, man. You know, I mean, been meeting all these great musicians. That's not always the case, folks. But yeah, they were a great band, great guys. So I'm going to dedicate this next song to Miss Chelsea Maxine. This is Raining Blood. And God, does that sound horrible, doesn't it? I'm dedicating a song out to a woman called Raining Blood. I don't know what that says about me. Because the song is great. That just says something about me. What it says, I don't know, but it says something. Anyway, this is Raining Blood by Hook and Crux.
Heart weighs a metric ton, gonna show 'em how it's done. And I don't know why I'm breaking down. Eyes are a smoking gun, killing everything for fun. We got this whole town.
Everybody that was listening, because what a great band. That was Hook and Crux with Raining Blood, and you can find them at reverbnation.com/Hook and Crux. And it's just an N, and Crux is spelled with a K. So remember, reverbnation.com/ Hook and Crooks. Thanks for putting out a great show, guys. And again, Sunday was just fucking great, man. I had such a great time seeing great bands, great company, and fuck, for the first time in my life, I wasn't even drinking. I'm going to take things back to Friday, if I can, over there at Token Lounge. This was the last band that performed that night. And, you know, I didn't even realize how young that they actually were. I mean, when you're an old fuck like me, I mean, you know, you just assume, you know, everybody's older. But no, that's not the case. And it's great to see these youngsters out there, man, playing great rock and roll, you know. Rock and roll will never die, man, thanks to the people like I'm about to play. Yeah, I mean, what more can I say? Actually, I can say a lot because I'm a loudmouth. But what I will say is this is Manic Attack with Empty Pocket Blues.
Knowing you, babe, you'll probably run home back to him. You'll probably run home back to him. Well, I hope he knows. I hope he knows the mess he's in. We'll be right back. just can't take these. Empty pocket blues no more. No, I just can't take these. Empty pocket blues no more.
Manic Attack with Empty Pocket Blues. Catch them at facebook.com/manicattackmusic. The other band that played that night, as I mentioned earlier, features my good close buddy, an old friend of mine, by the name of Jeremy Fester Zinn. Jeremy actually teaches guitar out in Ann Arbor, so if you live out that way, or fuck, even if you don't, man, if you want to learn from someone that knows what the hell they are doing, because this motherfucker can play, look up Jeremy Zinn. So I give you, without further ado, Steal Your Medicine with Empire Falls. With Empire Falls. Check them out at facebook.com/stealyourmedicine. Of course, that band featuring my good buddy Jeremy Fester Zinn. Fest and I got to talking at the show, of course, and he's going to be on the show here shortly. We'll be talking, and I'm really looking forward to that because I love Fest. He's a great guy. Hey, man, this is a love fest tonight, man. I'm going to take you back to Smalls out there in Hamtramck. The cat that played before Hook and Crooks was something else, man. We've all seen, you know, guitar players / singers that, you know, play their own harmonica. I mean, that's nothing we all haven't seen. But check this out. This fucking dude played the drums by himself as well. And the guy was absolutely phenomenal. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but I just want to tell him if he hears this by chance. I thought you were great, bro. So, this is Cash O'Reilly with Here's to Another Night. And I wholeheartedly agree with that, brother. Another night like Sunday night. That'd be pretty fucking cool. If I could live every day like that, I'd be a happy motherfucker. Anyway, I digress. Sorry. Cash O'Reilly. Here's to another night.
Well, here's to another night that I'll come by all home. Here's to these old walls that I now come by all home. Yes, I sit and wonder, well, how I ever claim this throne. Well, oh, darling, tell me, don't you feel just as lonely? Well, it wasn't long ago. Oh, maybe that's just how it seems. That I held you in my arms and I had a dream. Well, it wasn't long ago that I heard you say I love you. It wasn't long ago that I heard you say we're through. Here's to another night that I'll call my own home. Here's to these four walls that I now call my own home. As I sit and wonder, well, how I ever claim this throne. Well, oh, darling, tell me, don't you feel just as lonely? Here's to another night that I'll call my own home. And here's to these four walls that I now call my own home. As I sit and wonder, well, how I ever claim this throne. Well, oh, don't tell me, don't you feel just as lonely? Well, oh, darling, tell me, don't you feel just as lonely? Well, look, darling, tell me, don't you feel just as lonely?
Cash O'Reilly with Here's to Another Night. Check him out at ReverbNation.com/O'Reilly Music. Okay, since the whole reason that I went out, really, on Friday and Sunday was to see the Dolls. So in honor of that and in honor of Jim and I being on the show coming up, I am going to play my favorite, my personal favorite Porcelain Doll Collection song. This is called Product. Mm-hmm. Collection with my personal favorite song of theirs, Product. Again, check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com and be on the lookout for The Dollhouse featuring Bill Halfway Hamill and Jim Wood. And then after that, they'll be on here. I guarantee it. You got a personal Halfway Hamill guarantee. All right, everybody, this is a fan-supported podcast. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. Subscribe on iTunes. You can listen to the show at halfwayhamill.com. If you have any questions, you want your song played on the show, anything, feel free to email me at halfway@halfwayhamill.com. Thanks so much. This next song I'm going to play for you, I happen to be very close with the two people that recorded it. And that's probably because it's myself and my best friend and musical partner of the past 23 years, Mr. Jason Robert Hackstock. Actually, Jay has cassettes of Jim from Stroller Coaster playing on this particular song back in like 99 when Jay and I wrote it. We have to transfer that over to CD or whatever, MP3, so I can play it on here one of these times, because I love the song. I mean, Jay and I are still playing it, you know, it's been since 99. It was a little different back then, it was a little heavier, at the end it would get, more metal, but, yeah, we cut that out, you know, once we started going more in an acoustic direction. Anyway, this is a song called The Void, by Halfway Hamill, and my brother from another mother, someone I would gladly take a bullet for, Mr. Jay Hackstock. Again, this is called The Void.
Step out. I take for granted. I take a look inside myself and think of all I've been handed. I feel so distant and cold. Well, God knows I'm young.
That song, when we recorded it, we recorded it in my home studio in my basement, the Halfway Two Studios here at beautiful Aiden Gratiot. And Jay was such a perfectionist about his guitar solo, I literally fell asleep on the couch, and it may have been hours. I really don't know. I don't remember either, but yeah, I fell asleep. The other thing was, he was dead set against putting keyboards on the track. So I wasn't going to argue with him. So when he left, I put the keyboards on. So the next time he came over, I played him it. And to his credit, he said, "You know, Bill, you were right." So kudos to you, Jason. Because most of the time he would have just said, "No, that's not happening." Which is fine. You know, it's all good. Anyway, that was Devoid by Halfway Hamill and Jay Hackstock. Check us out at ReverbNation.com/HalfwayHamill. The one thing I forgot to mention is you can always follow me on Twitter at HalfwayHamill. So please do so if you have a Twitter account. Write me anything, man. This next band, I've never actually played them on the show before because they just don't have any like real recordings, which is a shame. Hopefully they get to that soon. I don't really know the members of the band except for the drummer, Scott, who I consider a friend. He was kind enough to send me a t-shirt, which I, you know, gladly wear. I love the band. I think they're amazing. And especially it's funny because I'm really not into prog rock. You know, it's not my thing. You know, I respect it, but it's just, you know, I like 3-minute pop songs. I mean, that's kind of my deal, you know. I'm a punk rock fan. But this song I'm going to play for you is live. It was recorded at the New Way Bar, which is in Ferndale. And actually, the last show that I performed live with Halfway 2 was back in June of last year there at the New Way. I put it together. It was under Hamill's Halfway House. And I got the Sympathy Orchestra to do the gig. And Maria Wade, friend of mine, a great singer out here in Detroit, she fell in love with them because they're such a great band. I mean, what can you say? Scott's a great guy. Like I said, I don't really know the other cats, but Scott's great, so I'm sure they're great. The song I'm going to play for you has been covered by acts such as U2 and my personal favorite, because they are the band that got me into doing this shit. So they're still my favorite band. I mean, if it wasn't for them, there'd be no Halfway Hamill. There'd be no music from me. And that's Motley Crue. But the song was originally done and written by the Beatles. And this is called Helter Skelter.
Stop by the chair and I'm looking right. Let me get to the
The Sympathy Orchestra. Check them out at thesympathyorchestra.com. And that sympathy as in, yeah, you know, I feel bad for you. You know, man, I feel for you, brother. Which gets to this. Before I end the show, I want to take the time and thank my brother, Tommy. I want to thank my cousin Elizabeth. I want to thank my Aunt Peggy. I want to thank Jason and Jenna. Jason Warwick, Jason Keith. Man, that's a lot of Jasons. I always say, I think everybody that was born in like 1976 to 1982, their parents named him Jason. Anyway, I digress. So yeah, Jason Warwick, Jason Keith. Jackie Cronin. My sister-in-law, Becca. If there's anybody I may have forgot, I deeply apologize. And I want to thank them all for just helping, keeping me sane. God knows I can be a little crazy at times. I don't know if you realize that from listening to the show, but yeah, I can get a little nutty. And, you know, I love you all. And all my friends. And all my family. And all the listeners, man. You know, thank you so much for supporting this endeavor. And it's more than just an endeavor. It's a fucking passion of mine. I love for people to hear great, independent, local. And when I say local, I mean Detroit. But I think you already knew that. I have a lot of musician friends all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact. And I think next show I'm going to get back to that a little bit, play some of their stuff, play some of more of my hip-hop buddy stuff, you know, because it's been a while. So I think we'll do that. We'll play some rock and roll. I always got to play some rock and roll. I want to wish a very happy special birthday to Chelsea Maxine. I hope it's a great one. You deserve it. Yeah, halfwayhamel.com. Follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamel. Email me at halfway@halfwayhamel.com. That's a lot of Hamels, ain't it? One more Hamel. If you're into pro wrestling, I do write pro wrestling blogs. You can check those out at camelclutchblog.com/author/Bill_Hamel. And I got to thank Eric for having me as a part of that crew. Oh yeah, I have to thank one of my best friends in the world, fellow Detroit Perfect member, Shawnee Constant. I love you, brother. See, now I'm remembering some of the people I forgot. I want to thank Jim Wood. I'm looking forward. I think we're going to do some cool stuff. Speaking of cool stuff, I want to thank the Porcelain Doll Collection. I wrote him a long note this past week from the bottom of my heart. I meant every goddamn word I wrote. You know, their music just brings me joy. And like I said, not just a great band, but great people. And I want to thank Russ. You know, great guy. And with all sincerity, I cannot wait to do the dollhouse with Jim. Hopefully Jay can make it too, I'm hoping. So yeah, so make sure you check that out, people. Thank you all so very much again for listening. From the bottom of my heart, peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep. But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one. People say I'm lazy cause I don't work. But they don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous, cause I'm at home. Watching TV, playing on my iPhone. But who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap. Here comes a repo man, I got to run. Yeah, I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work at all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job. He don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom, do I really have to get a job?
Yes, on, you have to get a job. Get a job. I told you.
Come on.
Yes, you must get a job, Harry. Get a job. Please. Get a job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to get a job.
Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.
And how could I forget Sampler? Thanks, man. I love you, brah. Oh, and really importantly, I don't know how this almost slipped my mind. I have to thank Robbie and all the good people at Huber Breese Music for saving my ass. I ran out of gas on Grossbeck, and they really helped a brother out when he needed it. So thank you so much, Robbie. Thank you, Huber Breese Music. Make sure you shop there. Make sure you go and buy your gear there. Huber Breese, it's on Grossbeck. Look it up. Google it. Thank you all so much. Take care. Till next time, this is Bill Halfway Hamill.